الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the three requirements or keys to success, and I mentioned to you that the first one is ikhlasun niyyah, sincerity of intention, which consists of two parts: sincerity of intention to please only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and the sincerity of intention to be a source of benefit and cause benefit for the people and the environment. Today we look at the second key, which is intelligent effort. Keyword, the keyword being intelligence. Intelligent effort. What is intelligent effort? Intelligent effort again consists of two things. The first one of intelligent effort is the ability to generate alternatives. Generating alternatives in the sense of alternate ways to achieve the goal. The important thing to understand and remember in generating alternatives is that generating alternatives does not mean changing the goal. The goal cannot be changed. The goal has to be the same. So once you have decided on a course of action, then that goal remains sacrosanct. That will not be changed. But what can change and should change are the different ways of getting to that goal. Sometimes you try a particular way and you find it does not succeed. And many times people then give up, because they say, well, I tried very hard, it didn't work. But the reason why it did not work is not because the goal was wrong, but because that particular way was wrong. And many times it's not even a question of right and wrong, it's just that a particular thing doesn't work during a particular time and so on, for various environmental factors, for various other reasons. So therefore, the ability to generate alternatives. Ability to generate alternatives consists of, a major part of it consists of creativity. Think of different ways of doing something, of achieving the same thing. And those different ways, sometimes they may not even make sense. For example, today if you look at two of the most successful businesses that are there, one is Amazon and the other one is Uber. The interesting thing is that Amazon does not have a single shop. I mean, Amazon has no inventory, doesn't hold any stock. But it is the largest selling organization in the world. And Uber does not own a single car, but it is the largest taxi service in the world. So here is an idea, in the sense that if you say that I want to have a taxi service, what do I need? Almost anyone, the first thing you will say is you need cars. You want to have a taxi service, you must have cars. The bigger the fleet, the bigger your service. But here is Uber, who has no cars, not even one car, but it's the largest taxi service in the world, global. Anywhere you go in the world, you can order an Uber cab. So also with Amazon, if you say, well, I want to sell books and this and this and this, well, fine, okay, so get the books, put them into a shop, have number of shops, supply chain, this, that. But with Amazon, no inventory. So different ways of achieving the same goal. The goal didn't change. I still want a taxi company. Goal hasn't changed. What are the different ways of getting a taxi company? And some ways, as I mentioned in this case of Uber, some ways can appear to be insane. I mean, in the sense of it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. If you say I must have a taxi company, but I will not have any taxis, then it seems apparently to be illogical. It's, you know, I mean, before Uber came, if somebody actually said this, what would be the normal reaction? I want to have a taxi company, but I will not own any cars. What will you say? I mean, own meaning I won't own, I won't lease, I won't do anything. Then what will you do? So the whole concept is, within quotes, illogical. But one of the most highly successful businesses that exist today. So the ability to generate alternatives, different ways of achieving the goal, but the goal must remain the same. The second very, very important part of intelligent effort is the ability to take hard decisions. In my entire consulting practice of family businesses and leadership, if you ask me what is the single one point reason for failure, either of succession or of businesses, what is one reason? And I will tell you that one reason is not lack of finances, it is not lack of market, it is not the business environment or the economic environment or downturn or upturn. The one single reason for failure of businesses, and this applies to businesses, this applies to countries, this applies to people and populations, this applies individually to the person. That one single reason is the inability to take a hard decision. The inability to take a hard decision. And conversely, if you look at success stories, the single point reason for the success is the ability to take a hard decision. Now, people cannot take hard decisions, common points of failure, first of all, about themselves. You cannot face yourself and say, this about me has to change. It is very painful to own that, it is very painful to accept that, but the reality is, until you change that thing in yourself, you cannot go forward. Absolutely, without a doubt. You have to face yourself and say, this is what is wrong with me. This is not the fault of the world, it's not somebody else's fault, not my manager's fault, not my boss's fault, not my wife's fault or somebody's fault. This is me, this is the problem with me, and my problem has to change. So, very painful. Similarly, we cannot take hard decisions about our children. Single reason, I have seen huge multi-million dollar corporations, family businesses go down the drain because the parents could not take a hard decision about a child. Massive businesses literally go down the drain. Millions of dollars, huge spread in the market, everything going absolutely in succession, they cannot take a hard decision. Business goes down the drain. It's as simple as that. It's nothing more than that. Most recently, somebody sent out a thing saying Walmart's share slide. Recently, Walmart has gone down some 6 points or whatnot. So, and just to give you an idea what that means in the market, they say that the three or four Walmart family members who are alive and existing today, before this share slide, they were worth roughly $30 billion each. After the share slide, they lost roughly $11 to $12 billion each. So it's not a simple thing. And so somebody published this thing saying Ibn Khaldun had foreseen and see what Ibn Khaldun said about Walmart. Now obviously Ibn Khaldun could not have said anything about Walmart. But what Ibn Khaldun actually said was what we call the three generation syndrome. And he is talking about dynasties. So he said the first dynasty has the drive in it. They are hungry. They are used to hardship. They have the drive and they succeed. The second generation is born with wealth, but they are taught by those who were hungry. So the fathers are still alive. The grandfathers are still alive. So they are taught by them. So they see some aspect of it. So at least some training is there. So the second generation still carries it on, but even in the second generation, that initial drive of the first generation is no longer there. The third generation is born in luxury and is taught by people who were born in luxury. So that and the drive and enterprise and entrepreneurship and so forth is gone, and therefore the third generation generally sinks the ship. And I wrote a comment on it saying that that happens, but it does not have to happen. That's a very important thing to understand. My book on family businesses, the business of family business, I have talked about that and I've suggested alternatives and so on and so forth. So the point is that it does not have to happen. The reason it happens is because of this point, which is the inability to take hard decisions. So hard decisions also, for example, about the, I'm talking about world of business, about businesses itself. For example, you might be in a particular business. Now you find that this business is really going nowhere. So maybe you picked the wrong thing, right? Maybe you picked the wrong thing. So you are in Alaska and you are trying to sell ice or something. You know, I mean, you're sitting in the middle of mountains of ice and you want to sell ice. So obviously it won't work. So the point is that you might be in the wrong business. Now, the problem is what happens to a lot of people. What must you do? Shoot that business in the head. Simple as that, right? Pull the plug, sink it, finish it, wash your hands, go find another business. That is the actual hard decision that you must take. This thing will not fly. Stop wasting time behind it. But what people get into is, no, but you know, I put so much effort behind it. I've been after it for so many years and this and this. So therefore, you continue to throw good money after bad. You continue to throw good effort after bad. That thing is not going to fly. It is made of rock. There's no way it's going to fly. It will not succeed. No matter if you work on it till the day of judgment, it will not succeed. But you will not leave it and you destroy your life in the process. Hard decision is to say, this thing won't fly, kill it before it kills you. Kill it before it kills you. So that's the kind of hard decision. Similarly, countries, national policies. Clearly, it is taking you to disaster. But you cannot take a hard decision. I mean, our country is a classic example of that. National policy clearly taking you to disaster. But people cannot take hard decisions. And they continue because they think I will lose popularity, whatnot. You may lose popularity, but in this case, you will lose the whole country. And this is unfortunately not the only example. There are a number of examples today, if you look at the global environment, number of examples of countries whose national policy is taking them down the drain. But people don't want to take hard decisions. So the intelligent effort, as I mentioned, two things. Number one is the ability to generate alternatives. And the second one is the willingness to take hard decisions. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, learning from that, where he said that when you slaughter, it's a part of Ihsan, is when you slaughter, use a sharp knife. Now, why is he saying that? Because hard decisions must be taken. Use a sharp knife means what? Kill it fast. It is not kindness to use a blunt knife. It's actually more painful. So if you don't take a hard decision, trying to say, do it softly, is actually, it will only prolong the pain and prolong the suffering, nothing else. It will only prolong the suffering. If you have to take a hard decision, take a hard decision. But the ability to do that, very, very important. So these two things, more and more creativity to generate more and more alternatives and the ability to take hard decisions, that is what is intelligent effort. Now we can, the purpose of this further reminder is to make it short. So you can apply this in your lives, business lives, in terms of our religion, in terms of following the deen. What are the alternatives? What are the hard decisions that we need to take and so forth? So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what's beneficial to us and to which is pleasing to Him, and to enable us to take these decisions so that we get ourselves back on track, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa barakatuh.